listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Peter Slayton. I am not Andy.
Where is Andy?
I don't know. Where did he go? He just disappeared for like the whole week.
He did. Andy's on vacation this week, so I'm taking over. And
good for Andy. And good for you.
Good for Andy. Yes. Yes. Well, so I have some guest hosts this week. And we're going to have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Okay. Is that Rockapella doing like the bump music?
I don't
think
it
totally sounds like him.
I know it does. I don't think it's Rockapella. It's from whatever bump music we pick bump music from.
Okay. Well, maybe Rockapella does bump music now.
Maybe
so that makes
them
even more cool. Starting with Carmen Sandiego to bump music.
Oh, that's why I love it so much.
It is. That's why you love it.
Carmen Sandiego was.
Yep. I'm not going to even try the bass
because
I'm not a bass. But everybody who knows what we're talking about right now
is here
totally has that going in their head right now. Yep. Yeah.
It's true. Oh, it's so fun. So, Peter, you're a social media manager for the LCMS.
Indeed, I am. You can find me on Facebook pretty much all day, speaking as the LCMS on occasion.
Oh, boy. And today we get to talk about social media and talking with people. Later, we'll talk about talking with people in our next segment.
The people on social media are actually people, too.
We have talked about that. We have. That's right. Our listeners can go find that episode. Anyway,
yes.
So this morning, happy Tuesday, we're talking about groups.
Facebook groups. Yes, yes.
So my news feed has been full of Facebook groups since the algorithm changed.
Yeah, they keep changing the algorithm. And this one, groups are everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's all over the place. I think... It can be confusing for people sometimes because we always seem to forget that Facebook exists to make money.
Really?
I know. It's like, this is totally my personal playground. This is my profile. This is my thing. And we completely forget. It's like, no. This is actually a company that's trying to make money. And back when like the election happened last year, or 2 years ago now, whenever it was.
I don't even remember.
the fallout on social media, just the whole tone. I mean, you had people left and right saying, I'm done. I'm leaving social media. And some of them actually followed through and left. But one of the things that happened was people stopped posting as mm-hmm. much. We may have talked about this the last time we talked about social media, but how you have that reminder of here's what you did a year ago
mm-hmm.
or here's from 10 years ago, depending on how long you've been on Facebook. I think 10 years is, yeah, that's totally possible.
Yeah, it is.
It's been around that long.
I have notifications from 9 years ago, and it's really scary.
Like, ooh, I said that 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Man, I was dumb. What was I thinking? But like, they Facebook is doing that to get people to engage more because they're like, you're not posting as much, you're not sharing your pictures, you're not commenting. We got to get people to do stuff so that we can tell our advertisers, look, here's all the people that are constantly on Facebook, and mm-hmm. give us money for advertising because look at how many people are here. Well, the election was kind of a really big exodus silencing factor, just because it got so angry and, you know, just it was very difficult to have any sort of a productive conversation about much of anything without it just
imploding.
Bleh.
Yeah. That was a rough couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah. Even on the LCMS page, you could see the tone in mm-hmm. the discussions, even there changed. Things that had absolutely nothing to do with politics or anything were still, you know, tending into that direction for some strange reason. Well, so to combat this problem, you know, Facebook, less engagement, less active people, or to keep them being active, they've recognized that people kind of migrated to their special interest groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all in groups. If you're on Facebook, you're probably in a couple groups, and you're probably in those groups because they're organized around an idea or a concept or a hobby, something you really enjoy. You like doing it. You like talking about it. And so you're in a group because the group is dedicated to that thing. And it's kind of safe in that sense because you can hang out and talk about that thing and not worry about all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody kind of started doing that.
It's a safe space now.
Yeah. The groups really kind of became that for a lot of people. And so Facebook has been pushing updating, making a lot of changes to groups, adding a whole bunch of different tools. Like if you're somebody who runs a group, you may have noticed you can actually schedule posts in groups now.
Mm-hmm.
If your group is an official group of a page, you can actually post as the page in that group. So I'm actually working on potentially setting up an LCMS official Facebook group.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting to see what kinds of conversations we're able to have, where that goes, because it's, it'll be closed. It'll be a little more limited, not a free for all kind of thing, which, I mean, the page isn't much of a free for all as it is. So I don't expect it to be like hugely different. But we're kind of contemplating this idea of we can actually have a Facebook group now tied to the LCMS specifically, because you can actually speak as the LCMS there now. Whereas the problem before was, okay, well, who's going to be an administrator for the LCMS?
Right.
It's like, right. What are there pastors or lay people out there that we're going to kind of give the authority? It's like, well, that gets really awkward very fast. We don't want to get into that kind of a thing. That's just really not appropriate for somebody speaking as the church in that way.
So we've gotten into a little bit of our jargon here, because both of us work in social media.
Yes, good point.
So we're talking about groups and pages and groups in pages and things interconnecting. So,
and that's all distinct from your own personal profile, which is you on Facebook.
So for people that maybe that aren't an admin of anything, briefly, the difference between a page and a group, and why people have pages and why people have groups.
Yeah, pages are public. They're always public. They're always, everything that gets posted there is intended for public consumption. Pages usually represent a company or a cause, or maybe even a little more conceptual idea based in that. But when you post on the page, if you're an admin, you actually are posting as the page. So the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has a Facebook page, and any post that goes on there is posted as the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And so it's you're seeing posts from your church body. So that's our page. A group is different. It's individuals are interacting within the group. And up until recently, you could only post as a person in the group. And it's only in the last 6 months or so when they've made this change that you can now post as a page in a group if it's the official group for that page. So it's not like you can just, groups are still much more personal. It is still people interacting with people, but now there's this additional option available where the public page can post privately in the group as the page. So you can still speak, as that official church body or whatever. I don't even see. We're still working through how do we work this?
Yeah, but that's a really cool option for organizations that have pages. I know all this social media speak. You can't see what my hands are doing, but
we're on the radio, Sarah. This isn't video.
But that's a really interesting option for organizations that have a page that also want to be able to actually interact and have conversations further than just going back and forth in a comment section on a post that eventually gets lost down the page after you post some more. That's really, which is what happens.
It is.
Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, and not only that, but if you're somebody who runs a page, you've probably noticed that the number of people who have viewed your stuff has dropped hugely.
Yes.
The LCMS page, we have 145,000 followers, 145,000 likes, people who like the page. And it used to be that almost anything we posted would get seen by about 250,000 people a week.
Mm-hmm.
Just by virtue of posting, it kind of got seen by that many people. With the recent algorithm change, it first dropped to about half of that. So we're barely breaking even with the number of people who like our page is the number of people who see the posts in a given week. Well, now we're struggling to break like 100,000.
Yeah, and like we've seen that too on the KFUO page too.
I mean, when I'm looking at my metrics for the week, we could be at 70,000. So like less than half the people who like our page are seeing the posts, if that's even the people who like the page. And that's simply the algorithm change pushing towards groups and live video. So if you do live video broadcasts on your page, you'll see your numbers go up. If you have a group, you'll see numbers go up. But really, I think the bigger problem is posting compelling content.
Right.
Which is it's like, we can all work the algorithm and everything, but if whatever we're putting out there, nobody actually wants to see.
Well, that's your first problem.
It doesn't actually matter.
Right. So what, we only have a couple minutes left, but what makes a good group? Because like anybody can go make a group, but yeah. But should anybody go make a group? Like what's the purpose behind a good group that actually has good conversation and interaction with people?
One of the things that I have found is having a clear purpose for the group. Mm-hmm. You know, you're organized clearly around a particular idea or a particular topic so that you can gently, kindly say when people are kind of straying from that, it's clear that they're actually going off topic. Mm-hmm. And you can kindly say, hey, this group is for this over here. So let's stop talking about this political thing that really makes you angry over here because we're talking about puppies. There are lots of groups about puppies. They're very popular.
Right.
And then the kitten groups, and they get in fights a lot with each other. I don't know. I'm just totally making that up. But then having good admins who don't take things too personally, who are able to work through the group, who can speak kindly in that group. And this is something I'm working on myself. It's hit or miss. Sometimes I'm good at it and sometimes like, oh, I really messed that up.
Mm-hmm.
So good, clear topic, good admins who don't take things too personally, who really can step in and communicate well online, because communicating well online is difficult to begin with.
It's a learned skill.
It definitely is. How to type things and get people to understand what you're typing.
Yeah.
And the tone in which you're typing them is very difficult.
Sure.
So I would say those are probably the two big things to start off with as you're looking at groups. And people will find those are the groups they hang out in. Because they have the most productive conversations and whatnot. You actually can have theological conversations in groups that are managed well, too.
No way.
Yes, it is possible.
Hey, we're going to talk about talking to people on social media about really interesting stuff.
Theological stuff
in our next segment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Peter Slayton.